So, this is my lunch break right now, and I thought I'd do something that scares the crap out of me just for the fun of it. It's kind of a different animal answering questions about sex versus answering questions about whatever, about me. But I'm gonna give it a shot because why not? So, this is Moon Moon's Questions of Doom. And P.S., you know, all those tags. It's not so bad. Come on, these are good questions. Number one, what's one thing you find yourself explaining to people or teaching people? So, okay. I have mentioned in other recordings that I am a dancer. You know, I usually get, "Oh, are you going to be on Dancing with the Stars?" And no, not at all. I also get, I get a lot of, "So you're a stripper then?" kind of questions. I actually had one of my old bosses at the company that I worked at many, many years ago. I told him that I had to go to a dance competition that weekend, so I needed the time off or whatever. And his answer was, "Oh, so you're gonna dance on tables? Like you're gonna earn some money that way." Like he was really pissed off because he thought that I was going to be earning income elsewhere or something. I'm like, no, not even like that. So the thing that I find myself explaining to people is what it is that I do, and here's the short version. I do acro pole, which is, you know, look up Felix Kane and see what she does. She's a, like, find her on YouTube. Or I also do West Coast swing, and that's also best just YouTubed. So that's the short answer. Number two, what are you passionate about? All kinds of things right now. You know, I love to dance. It makes me feel like a reasonable human being, obviously. I love art. I'm passionate about one of the things that I do is I tinker a lot. Like I make stuff out of old stuff, you know, upcycle, recycle. I collect pop tabs. Like it's almost a compulsion at this point. I have asked EveryKnow to send me their pop tabs and whatnot. So something that I'm passionate about then is trying to be better at the environment, being better to the environment. You know, I'm trying to switch my whole life away from harsh chemicals and to more organic and less toxic sorts of, you know, ways of cleaning, things like that. And if a thing can be saved and pulled out of a landfill and made useful again, I kind of want to do that. Not kind of, I want to do that. So those are things that I'm passionate about. Number three, whoo, do you think people are meant to be monogamous? Explain. Oh, well, I think people are meant to do whatever they want to do. But I myself, I don't know that I'm meant to be monogamous, to be honest. Yep, this is definitely harder than the types of questions that I get on GWA. Crap. No, I don't necessarily think that people are meant to be monogamous. I think some people can do it, and that's wonderful. I'm more a fan of the Dan Savage phrase word monogamish, I guess. So, like, I have one person that I go to for about 95% of my needs that I can't meet by myself, obviously. And you know, it just allows for a little breathing room. You know, I have a couple of people that I am mostly monogamous. How about that? And I think that that's how I'm meant to be, personally. Number four, do you get enough physical contact in your daily life? Yeah, I do. I set a huge priority on physical contact. And that's not just from my man. You know, and it's not all sexual contact either. Although, that's going very well these days, too. Oh, God. Oh, am I going to post this or not? Yes, I am. Yes, I am, because I'm doing things that scare the hell out of me, and that's a good thing. Okay, yes, I make sure to get enough physical contact in my daily life. It's part of why I dance, to be honest, because Tuesdays, Sundays, and sometimes Thursdays, well, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and realistically sometimes Sundays, I get in a room with a bunch of other people who are doing the same thing as me, and, you know, we dance together. And it's not like, I mean, it's the style that I do is very close contact. And that's, I mean, it has a sexy side to it, but it's not sexual, explicitly. And it's just, you go home after one of those nights, and I don't know about other people, but for me, after one of those nights when I've, you know, worked up a sweat, been social with people that I love, you know, touched and been touched by people, I go home feeling like a champion of the world. It's pretty much the greatest thing ever for me. So yeah, I think physical contact is extremely important, and I make it a huge priority in my life because, you know, I actually used to be really, I had very firm boundaries between me and the next person, no matter what. Like, I was never a huggy type. Like, I never even really hugged my mom, you know, and I'm extremely close to her. And it's just like, once I started dancing, things started changing, and like, I found that my mood was improved, like, across the board. And just everything seemed a little lighter for me. So, yeah. What was the last live performance you saw? Concert, play, comedian, etc.? I had to really think about this one because I haven't been to much lately. I've been saving my pennies. but there's a modern and acrobatic dance troupe where I live that does, every Halloween, they do a production that is, it's sort of like a standard thing. Like, they have the same music year after year and basically the same plot line. It's kind of like what the Nutcracker is for Christmas, except for this is for Halloween. And it's got sort of a spooky themed story. But they did, like, every year they change it up a little bit. So there's always like aerial silks and there's a hoop. There's a guy that does, aerial rope. There's an acro pole dancer. There were actually a couple of them this year. That was amazing. And then dancers, like modern, contemporary, I can't tell the difference, whatever, dancers. And it was amazing. And we do that every single year, like we have since we moved here many, many years ago. So that was the last performance that I saw, that was like the kind of thing that you have to pay for, I guess. You know, my studio always does little performances every couple of months, so we usually watch that too, but yeah. How do you feel about body modification for yourself or for other people? I love body modification. For me personally, plastic surgery isn't the way that I would want to go. You know, I'm only 30, but I earned the smile lines on my face, that are starting to show up. It's because I smile. Those are mine. I'm keeping them. You know, I'm not a big fan of plastic surgery for me, but I know a lot of people for whom it does great things for their heads. you know? I don't know. And as far as tattoos and piercings and things like that, I fucking love them. I have several tattoos. A few. Not several. A few. And I actually just this week got another one. And, I use them as, like, reminders, you know, to live my life in certain ways, or, you know, things that have meant a lot to me in the past, or, you know, basically just sort of like a post-it note over a section of my life. And I just got one the other day, and it's healing right now, which means it's itching, which is not fun, but, you know, I love that I put that on my body. And it was really impulsive. I don't actually do impulsive ever, you know? I've lurked on recordings for like 6 months, and I lurked on GWA for months before I posted. And, you know, I jump into things very slowly. I consider the hell out of them. But this one, it was like, I was thinking about it Sunday night, and I was like, by Monday I had an idea. By Tuesday I had the ink on my back. So yeah. I freaking love body modification. for me personally. And for others, you know, that's their deal. I am super nosy. When somebody has tattoos, I have to find out what the significance is, when they got them, all that kind of stuff. I always feel so impertinent asking, but then I'm like, you know what? If it's visible, it's probably because you wanted people to see it, or at least you wanted it somewhere that you could see it, and you knew that having it visible, that, you know, other people seeing it was a side effect of that. So I tend to ask really impertinent questions about other people's tattoos. That's okay. Number 7, what's your preferred method of expressing yourself creatively? Oh, fuck. Right now, it is drawing. I do a lot of charcoal drawings, a lot of them. And it's usually based on the kind of stuff that is running through my head lately. So lately it's been a lot of dirty things. but like I said, I also make stuff out of old stuff. I make jewelry out of scraps of old t-shirts, you know. I'm constantly tinkering with something. You know, it's all creative. I don't know if it's necessarily all expressive, you know, because making a necklace out of pop tabs and old, you know, hardware store washers, that's not really a thing. You know, that's not expressing some deeper part of me, but it's making something that is, in my opinion, beautiful, colorful, and brings good things rather than bad things. You know, synthesizes junk into something beautiful. I love that. Like, that gets me off. and then I've also been writing a lot the last few months. A lot, actually. I actually, when I was a kid, I kept a journal from the time that I was about 11 until 22, maybe. So for a really long time. And then things just got busy and my life started getting, you know, I started going out more and doing things and being, you know, I'm still a giant introvert, but a little less of one. So I've recently kind of picked that back up. I started writing again. excuse me. Sorry about that. Number 8, how many people have you friended on Reddit? I'm not very good at Reddit, the website itself. I'm not sure exactly how to do the friend thing. Like, I don't know, it seems like a Facebook kind of thing, and I tend to avoid that at all costs. But how many people have I made friends with on Reddit? So many. I've made a lot of good friends and a few very close friends, you know, like the kind that you think about on their birthday and Christmas and, you know, those kinds of people that are, I mean, I've got one or two of them that are family. Yeah. But a few. I've made some good friends on Reddit. I'd rather have a few really good friends than a ton of contacts anyway. So, I don't know. It's, so far, at least the places that I've been on Reddit, I've found to be very warm, full of interesting, intelligent, awesome people. Number 9, how old are you and do your friends tend to be older or younger than you? Is it different in real life versus online? I am 30. And my friends are all over the map. I have a couple that are in their early 20s. I have a couple that are in their 70s. Honestly, I think that's because of the dancing thing. The type that I do is, you know, family friendly, age friendly. You know, there are people there that have been dancing and dancing together since before I was alive. Yeah, and I think that it's pretty similar online, and in real life. But then, like I said, my community doesn't really qualify as sort of a real life situation either, because it's a specific group of people that have come together for a specific reason, much like, some of the subreddits that I go to, you know, it's specific people, that they have something in common. So I think that something in common is a bit more important than, you know, age, sex, ethnicity, any of that kind of stuff. And I've been lucky enough to find those kinds of communities. So, number 10, you're at a party. Are you the host, mingling, wallflower, something else? Why? I show up late because I show up late to everything. I can't be trusted to be on time for anything. I am not mingling, and I try not to be a wallflower either. Most likely I have found a couple of my close friends, or a couple of people with whom I have chemistry and can talk to. And I am in a corner or somewhere kind of private and quiet and a little less party, I guess. And I'm talking to those people. Yeah. So halfway between a wallflower and mingling, I suppose. And why? Just because I like to talk to people. I'm really interested in hearing what they have to say, you know, exchanging ideas, talking about all kinds of things. But I'm no good at large groups. I kind of suck at them. So, number 11, oh, Moon Moon, what is your spirit animal and why do you identify with it? Oh, I don't know that I have a spirit animal. I suppose maybe a cat. I have a little bit of that independence, but at the same time, if I want your love, like, it's time for it. Like, I'm very finicky, like a cat, which is not a good trait, but there you go. You know, I love affection. I do love affection, and I also like solitude. I like to be left to my own devices, a lot, you know, like I like to rely on myself more than is probably necessary, I've been told once or twice. But, yeah, I'm gonna go with a cat. There you go. And number 12, what is your quest? I have a big one right now, actually. I am trying to figure out how to work for myself. So, I don't know if it's gonna ever happen. I have to believe it will, because I don't see myself changing from the job that I'm in just to exchange it for another job that I don't like. And I just, the thing is, I've got a lot of things that I do, and a lot of things that I'm, you know, at least not bad at. But I don't have the time or energy to do them after a day where I have just given hours of my life away to somebody else. Like, I have a real struggle with that. And, you know, I understand it's the way it is. It works for now. My boss treats me very well, but I feel like I want more. And I feel like I can do more too. You know, what I would really love to do is sell that sort of upcycled, recycled stuff and, you know, join the movement towards getting away from purchased goods that are bad for the environment, you know, that are, I don't know exactly. My quest is to be more self-sufficient and less reliant on a job. So yeah, that makes no sense. That's about as vague as a person can humanly get. In any case, so this was fun and nerve-wracking. And I will talk to you lovely people soon.